Hello, 103. How are you doing? We're in chapter 9 today, question number 16. This is the last of the kind of really mechanical hard chapters, if you will. Chapters 8 and 9, 7, 8, and 9 are based on production and are, you know, they're kind of hard, but they're also kind of mechanical. This question exploits the three-stage production function that we've got. So from your book, let's see if we can draw it here. Production, the level of output, depends on the level of inputs. And we only have one variable input, labor. So we'll put labor on this horizontal axis, and we'll just put a line here and say we're holding capital fixed, just to remind ourselves that what's really going on here is there's a as we move along the horizontal axis, there's a change in the labor to capital ratio. On the vertical axis here, we have Q, the level of output. And our three-stage production function says that initially output increases at an increasing rate, reaches some inflection point, and then starts to increase at a decreasing rate, and then eventually is going to actually decrease. So this is the level of output, which is equal to a function of the amount of labor holding capital fixed. Okay. And we're told, we're given some points up here. We're told that when L is 30, so if we come down here, maybe this is L is 30. We're told when L is 30 that our output is 140. When the labor doubles to 60, our output increases to 300. And when output doubles, or labor input doubles again, so for about right here, so now we're at 120, then our output is actually at 900. Now I've drawn this in the first stage of production. So if the inflection point is somewhere around here, there's the inflection point right around 120. Why did I put my points down here? Well, the reason why I did that was is notice that labor is doubling. From 30 to 60, labor is doubling. But output more than doubles. And when labor doubles again from 60 to 120, output goes up by threefold. So it must be that we're in this first stage of the production function where output is basically exploding with increases in labor. So what stage of production is this firm in? It's in stage one. Is the marginal product of labor increasing or decreasing? So the marginal product of labor is equal to the change in output when you change labor. Well, that's basically rise over run, right? Q is on the horizontal axis, the vertical axis. So change in Q is a rise. A change in L is a run. And so we're really talking about the slope of this production function at any given point. And you can see this slope is increasing in this first range. So is the marginal product of labor increasing or decreasing? It is increasing. So if we were to draw our marginal product of labor, let's what's on the horizontal axis here? What's on the horizontal axis is labor, holding capital fixed still. Up here is the marginal product of labor. And over this range of 30, 60, and 120, the marginal product of labor is rising. Like that. The What am I doing here? Yeah, the marginal product is rising. The marginal product is rising over that rate. Now, is the marginal cost curve increasing or decreasing? Well, the marginal cost curve is the inverse of the marginal product curve. So marginal cost, as an eraser, I want that. Our marginal cost curve, here we have output on the horizontal axis, here we have marginal cost. If the marginal product is increasing, then our marginal cost curve must be decreasing, because they're the inverse of one another. The marginal product curve is equal to the wage divided by the marginal cost. So let's see what we've got here. So is the marginal cost curve is decreasing? At any of these levels of labor, is the firm producing optimally? And the answer there is no. How do we know that? Well, first off, we know that a firm is only going to operate in stage two. This is all taking place in stage one, so this is not optimal. But why is it not optimal? It's not optimal because if it was worth it for the firm to hire 30 units of labor, if it made a profit at that unit of labor, then it would certainly be profitable to hire 60. If you made money at 30, and you double your labor force, but you more than doubled your output, then your profits must go up. Likewise, if it was profitable at 60, it must be profitable at 120. Because if I double my inputs, I double my costs, but I more than double my revenues, and so profits go up. And so no firm will stay in this region. Firms will keep hiring labor until they end up in region two. So the answer here is no. When L is 60, is the average product above or below the marginal product? Now, the average product is equal to Q divided by L, or in this case, at what do we say, at 60? So it's 300 divided by 60, which is what? 5. The average product is the slope of a line from the origin to the point that we're interested in. So if this is the point we're interested in right here, I think the slope of a line from the origin to that point, the slope of this green line is the average product. How do I know that? Well, what's the rise? The rise is 300. What's the run? The run is 60. 300 over 60, the slope of this line is 5. Now, you should be able to see that the slope of this green line is not as much as the slope of the red line, right? The red line is steeper. So the average product must be lower than the marginal product. Marginal product is above the average product, so the average product must be rising. So if we were to keep going here into stage two, marginal products would eventually fall, and the average product would intersect the marginal product when the average product is maximized. It would look something like that. Okay. There you go.